Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Show on WRCO Radio. I'm Ron Fruit. Well, it's an exciting time when our community can welcome new physicians. That's such an important opportunity and certainly important news. But when you can have three and they're all on the Morning Show with you, that is the best of all worlds today. So it's our opportunity to introduce you to some of our new physicians and your opportunity to be able to think how they may serve you in the future. Dr. Lauren Thomas, Dr. Brian Kroll, and Dr. Misa Nguyen are with us today. All practice family medicine. Dr. Thomas and Dr. Nguyen also have obstetrics and will be serving our community in that way. To all of you, welcome. Not only welcome to WRCO Radio, but welcome to our community, and thank you for choosing this area to practice in. Brian, let me begin with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and why medicine, why helping families with their medical needs became your life's passion.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, initially, and stayed in the Midwest throughout my studies. Wanted to be a teacher and a coach initially, and thought a cool intersection between my interest in physiology and biology with coaching and education was medicine. So I really enjoy the continuity experience that you get following a patient through their hardest times and kind of coaching them up, listening to them, figuring out what they really need. And that's what really drove me to family medicine.
If we wanted to make a sports analogy, really what you're doing now allows you to begin with the little league and finish with the grandparent who's cheering in the stands.
Absolutely. Hopefully all Hall of Famers at the end of the day.
Well said. You played football yourself, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Grew up playing from sixth grade through college and got injured, and that's kind of too what inspired me to get into medicine.
I was going to say, did that have an impact on your decision, the people who treated you and the outcome that you had, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you're injured and you're vulnerable, the people that help you kind of remember that and wanted to be a part of that.
Rural healthcare, finding physicians who are willing to be in a rural setting, you know, was that a decision that was easy for you to make or not?
Yeah, I think that decision found me when I was looking for my future career, just looking for different opportunities, being able to get really involved in the community and not just be a number in a hospital system. So doing some rotations in medical school up in Ashland gave me a perspective in medicine that I hadn't seen before. And I really, really loved it, and that followed me here, and that's why I chose Richland.
Did you ever think of anything different than family medicine? Did sports medicine or, you know, another aspect of the medical world entice you?
Yeah, my family jokes because after each rotation, I pretty much said I was going to do that, which I think is what a lot of family docs have, is they're interested in everything. And ultimately, my first rotation was family medicine, and that was the spark I got throughout the rest of my third and fourth years of med school. It just kept getting interested, and then found out that I could do pretty much everything with family medicine.
If we talked about your philosophy of medicine, your philosophy of healing, how would you answer that?
Figuring out the patient's why and helping them get to that. So whatever that may be for that patient, if it doesn't necessarily, it's not really about me, it's about the patient. So figuring out their why, helping them get there and accomplish their goals, whatever that may be.
What about the Richland Hospital and Clinics appealed to you as you thought about where you would work and serve the community?
Yeah, I think the docs that are there right now are amazing. Great mentorship, great community. Feels a lot bigger than I realized it was, and a lot of opportunities to get involved with the high school. There's great biking around here, which I'm really interested in. So all those things meshed well with me.
So you're a guy who looks at a hill and thinks, oh, this looks nice.
Yeah, when you're driving the hills, they seem less steep. But when you're on your bike, they've become easier over the last couple of weeks since riding.
Well, there's some good scenery and some good hills. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's great to have you here today. Dr. Lauren Thomas is with us as well. She is family medicine along with obstetrics. Dr. Thomas, welcome. It's good to have you on the program today. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us about your background and what brings you to the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm from Wisconsin, born and raised. My family's kind of in between Madison and Milwaukee. Was raised outside Madison for most of my life. So always knew I wanted to stay in Wisconsin. I just love it here. I think it's a great place to live and raise a family. So in terms of what kind of brought me to Richland Center, I had actually done a rotation out in Lafarge during residency back about a year ago exactly, and just loved it. I hadn't really explored much of the Driftless area in this part of the state, and was just in awe of how beautiful it was and just really got to love the people that I was working with. And so that's when kind of started looking at jobs around this neck of the woods. I always knew I wanted to be in a smaller town in Wisconsin for my first job. So then when this one came up, it was like, oh, this is perfect. This is what I always dreamed of.
Was there someone or something that pointed you in the direction of medical school?
So for me, in undergrad, I studied public health. So I kind of thought I was going to work in a nonprofit off internationally somewhere, and really enjoyed that work. I did a study abroad in Kenya and lived with a family and got to work in a clinic there for several months, and just was really envious of the relationship that the docs had with the patients, and just how you're able to bring public health on more of a one-on-one level just inside your clinic office. And I think the relationship piece was what I was missing from all the statistics and that kind of thing. So that's when I switched gears, kind of did all my prerequisites for medical school. And then Medical College of Wisconsin opened up a medical school in Green Bay, which was focused on training physicians for rural Wisconsin, kind of meeting the needs of the communities. And when that happened, I was like, man, this is perfect. Because that's going into public health, that's kind of what my goal was, is serving an underserved area. The fact that a medical school opened up that was looking to do that was perfect. And then again, with this job, kind of fits right in with that whole trajectory.
Introducing you, when we talk about family medicine, family is the key word, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that, to me, treating a patient, it goes outside of the four walls of the hospital. There's so many dynamics that you get from treating kids and grandparents and everybody in the family. And I think it's such a privilege to be the family doc, because you are integrated into their lives. And I don't take that lightly. I think that's the reason that this is the best job ever, is because you get to be that for other people.
And then adding obstetrics was really just a perfect compliment, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And I think it's such a special thing to be a part of. I think my favorite part about it being a family doc that does obstetrics is that you get to see the kids afterwards. You know, you go through this whole process with a woman during her pregnancy, but then to just get to continue that relationship afterwards, we've gotten to do quite a bit of that during residency, and that was really special to me.
You know, when you went to Kenya, was that something you chose to do, or was it a requirement of your educational study?
No, it was something I chose to do. I've always really enjoyed traveling, and wanted to go somewhere a little more remote, and I figured, why not? When else am I going to get to East Africa? So it was great. I really wanted to stay with a family, kind of get integrated when I was there. So that's kind of where that fit really nicely.
And then you learned to speak Swahili, right?
Yeah. Don't ask me to say much now. It's been a little bit, but
well,
yes.
Go ahead, because I won't understand it.
We used to joke that I knew enough to get myself into trouble, but not enough to get out. So, but we made it through.
Isn't it amazing, though, how those real-life experiences can have such an impact on our lives? It sure did on yours, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of that comes from the people you meet, and just the luck of the draw of who steers you along your path. And so I probably would have been happy doing other things, but the fact that I've stumbled upon this is, I just pinch myself. It's pretty great.
Did you ever look back and say, okay, am I really making the right career choice, or should I have done something else?
Since choosing family medicine, never. And I think that's something about me that, especially going through residency, which is a pretty hard process for people, I had kind of had that gratitude throughout it, because I really could see the end goal. I had entering into medical school, knowing what I wanted to do at the end here, which is this, where I am. I think that helped a lot. I also got to be involved with patients early on in medical school, which I think helped too. And so it's never been a question.
For all of you, though, I look at the education that doctors have to look at, and it's like there's a little bitty teeny-weeny light at the end of a very long tunnel, isn't there?
In some days, absolutely, especially on like a surgery rotation where you're getting up to the hospital at 5 in the morning, but it's worth it, you know? I think there's so much to learn, especially as a family medicine doc, and so trying to keep that perspective is huge, but... Yeah.
And now your goal, like Brian and Misa, is to grow the family locally that you're a part of, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my goal was always to be a community doc. So that involves getting involved in the community and growing roots. I kind of want to be somewhere where I feel part of this area, like I get to treat my neighbors, was always my goal. So that's really what attracted me to Richland Center was you drove through town by like the... aquatic center and different places, and the little ice cream stand was opened, and it was, you could feel that community there, and I think that's reflected in the hospital too, so that really stood out to me.
Sounds good. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Dr. Misa Nguyen is with us as well. She is a family medicine and obstetrics as well. Dr. Nguyen, welcome. It's good to have you on the program with us today, and welcome to Richland Center.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you kind of have an idea what question I might ask you first.
Just a little bit.
What led you to choose medicine, and what brought you to the Richland Hospital and Clinics?
Sure. I kind of have like a spiel that I've been saying since probably interviewing for medical school, but this has kind of been a lifelong process for me. So I was originally born in Vietnam with my family. I have a younger sister, 3 years younger. She was born with congenital heart defect, and we didn't know what it was at the time, but she is amazing. She survived to the age of 4 when we got to the States. So we kind of came as medical refugees and just got landed in Houston, didn't know anybody, didn't know English, just because of the Texas Children's Hospital. So she got her surgery pro bono. So we kind of just stuck around. We didn't know anybody, but that initially made me want to do medicine because seeing what they did for my sister, I wanted to be able to do that to other people. And initially it was pediatric because that's what I was exposed to. And I, as I learned English, I served as like the translator for my family. And so I was just kind of involved throughout the whole process. And so since I guess since I was 4, I said that I wanted to be a doctor. No one in my family has graduated college until I did. So I didn't have like an actual role model, but I had family members who were sick, and that made me pursue medicine. And then kind of later on, my mom got sick with cancer. She passed away when I was in college, and that too kept pushing me towards medicine. And I knew I wanted to serve just the whole family at that point, because I was like, no longer just pediatrics. It's also my mom I got to think about, and everybody else involved in the family. And people don't always think about the patient's family. That's affected by it too. And so that definitely just kind of played a role. Richland Center is not a name I've ever heard of before. So like I said, I stayed in Texas, went to school, undergrad, med school, even residency in Texas, because that's what I knew. And I wanted to be close to family, especially with my mom gone. But now that my brother's in college, there's like a ray of sunshine has opened up, and I can just leave if I wanted to, and I wanted to go somewhere different. So I was mostly searching for the right job. I didn't really have a specific place in mind. I was okay with going north, south, east, west. Didn't matter to me. I knew it wasn't New York or California, but I searched everywhere else, and I found just kind of the perfect job. And after talking to Bruce, CEO of Richland Hospital, and then kind of learning what they offer was exactly what I wanted. The job that lets me do everything at my own pace, but getting to be involved in every single part of the patient's life, you know, the inpatient part, the obstetrics part, and just being in clinic and, you know, helping the whole family. So that helped me kind of narrow down. And then the moment I landed in Madison and driving here, it was just the most beautiful I've ever seen, because we don't have weather or seasons in Texas, I guess you could say. So it's been amazing the last 3 weeks after I moved here, of just seeing the fall color changes, and then we had snow, and we're like, what is this? And people know how to deal with it. And that just helped solidify, you know, my thought about picking this place. Initially it was the job, but now I think I love the community and I love the location and everything about it. So I'm very excited to be here.
And let it be known that Dr. Nguyen is not afraid of cold weather.
I am not. You may see me wear a thicker coat than other people initially, but eventually I think I'll get used to it. So I'm very excited to experience the cold weather. I'm just very happy to have 4 seasons at all.
You talked about your sister and her heart issues. At a young age, did you understand how serious the circumstances was for her? And did that help you understand where you're at now?
I guess I did understand the true implications of what it meant for her. Like, it was truly life or death. But I just remember her always being in the hospital, always needing medication. And to be honest, she really wasn't able to walk until she was like four. She was so weak and so sick. And at the term we would use is failure to thrive, you know? But just seeing that and then being a caretaker, I guess, at a young age just really helped me realize just how serious it was, but also how much I wanted to help make it better.
And to that end, it taught you about the whole family's feelings. Mm-hmm. As a family physician, even if one person from the family comes into the office, you know there are others that really are a part of the solution to the whole situation, aren't they?
Absolutely. And kind of like what Lauren was saying earlier, you know, knowing that public health perspective, I studied sociology in college. So just learning all of kind of the social determinants of health is what we study in medicine, affect the patient. So not only do you have to know the patient's history, but knowing their grandparents' history, knowing and having them be your patient too, informs you in a way that, you know, asking 20 questions wouldn't. And having that kind of knowledge is priceless. And so that absolutely plays into it.
Now, each one of you are kind of in the same boat. You're accepting new patients now, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
Yes, I'm very excited. Everybody who wants to come, I'm very excited to meet.
And it's as simple then as making an appointment as we would at any other time.
Yes.
We'll take a short break on the morning show. We'll return with more of our conversation with the new doctors in our community in just a moment. Welcome back to our visit on the morning show today on WRCO Radio as our community welcomes new physicians. And I said before, that's an exciting opportunity for all of us. It's exciting to have them on the air today. Dr. Misa Nguyen, Dr. Brian Cole, and Dr. Lauren Thomas are in the studio with us today. I'd like to pose the same question to each one of you this morning. As we think about, I guess I do personally, the relationship I have with the physician is he or she knowing who I am and kind of figuring out what our values are and so forth. So as we make a new relationship, and I'll begin with you, Misa, what would you like to have us, you know, how do we begin the conversation? What kind of things should I be prepared to share with you? And, you know, just give us some pointers on how we build the relationship with our family doctor.
Sure. I think, being on this side of the interviewing table is a little bit nerve-wracking. I think initially for me is just getting to know the history, right? So we usually start with why they're there. So I want to know, you know, what I can do on the medical side. But a lot of the times too, it comes into asking, you know, what's your family history? What's all that about? What are you doing for work? You know, so that's usually the kind of things that I would ask my patients. I was still sometime give the disclaimer, you know, I may ask some sensitive questions. Let me know if you're comfortable sharing this now, you know, or I would say this is important for me to know if I can help you or not, or inform my decision into the diagnosis. So, you know, I would like to see if you can answer this honestly with me. And so usually my patients are pretty honest. And as long as I let them know that, you know, there are certain issues where, okay, maybe you don't have to address it today if you're sensitive about it or you're uncomfortable, you haven't been asked it before. But usually I don't ask questions unless I feel like I need to know it to understand what brought them in. But I think that's pretty much it. You know, I just ask for honesty. And so if you're uncomfortable, let me know. And then we can address it from there.
For a family that's seeking a doctor, expecting or hoping for a pregnancy, mm-hmm. you know, when do you like to get involved in that patient's life, Dr. Nguyen?
I think I would like to get involved as soon as they want to look for a doctor. So, you know, I think preconception is a big issue, and I want to be able to counsel them on that, let them know what's a safe option. You know, if they were on birth control before or if they weren't trying before, we talk about our options and what they would like to do and do it the safest way possible. So I think if they were already seeing me as like their family doctor and not as an obstetrician, then I would like to know that as soon as they have the thought in their head, so we can address that kind of slowly and kind of get an idea, you know, because we're on this journey together. So I want to know and be able to help as soon as I can.
Well, Lauren, let me ask you the same question. When you have that initial visit, are there things that you hope to accomplish or things that you hope that we'll bring with us or an attitude that is helpful?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think something big that I hope to have in my patient visits is figuring out what's important to you. I think it's something we talk a lot about with more end of life care, but I think it's important throughout your life. What my priorities are might not be the same as what your priorities are, and so we kind of need to meet in the middle somewhere. And I really like to work with patients on that. So a lot of times I'll begin a visit saying, you know, what are the two or three things that are most important to you? I have two things that I really want to talk about, which are usually, you know, diabetes or high blood pressure, not so fun things. But let's meet in the middle and figure out where do our priorities align and how can we achieve what your health goals are. It doesn't matter what I envision. It's what we envision together.
And from an obstetric point of view, what Dr. Nguyen said, is that also, do you share that philosophy?
Yeah, completely echo what she said. I think it's great to get involved early, especially sometimes certain medications aren't really good to be on in pregnancy. It's good to talk about those types of things. And just, you want to have a healthy pregnancy. A lot of that is having a healthy lifestyle prior to being pregnant and afterwards. So I think talking about some of those things of how can we set you up best to care for this baby that you're hoping to have.
And boy, then you really get to know someone through the course of that pregnancy, don't you?
Absolutely. I think those are some of the closest relationships I've had with patients because you see them so frequently towards the end. It's once a week. And then you're in the labor with them, and that can be days sometimes. So it's a really special relationship. And so I think finding, for the potential patient, finding a doc that you want to see that much is important. You know, not every patient is going to love every doctor. And so finding someone that, and we don't take offense to that. I think that's something that we know.
Do they teach you that in medical school? I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. I've thought that's difficult. You know, we all want to be loved and
we
loved.
We all want to be liked, and that doctors are the same way. But personalities drive with different personalities. And so I don't know about in medical school, but I think it's something that we learn along the way in residency, just having taken care of so many patients, you get to learn that, you know, not everyone's going to like you, but I hope that we can kind of see eye to eye on what their goals are at the end of the day.
Sounds good. Brian, how about you? What, when someone comes and they have that first appointment with Dr. Kroll, what can they talk about or what can they expect?
Yeah, I think figuring out their why is most important to me. How to get there, it depends. I mean, if you really want to tee it up, having a list of things that you want to accomplish is important. But ultimately, it's a good, nice to meet you visit. You can ask me anything. I usually give the line of, I am open-minded. I could care less exactly of your if you political views or whatever you come in with. I'm here for you and to serve you. So anything's on the table. You know, I think the most important questions sometimes aren't asked because their patients may be fearful or embarrassed, and I try to eliminate that right off the bat. I think that's super important, trust to build. And it's really hard sometimes in a 45 to 30 minute visit when you're just meeting someone for the first time. So I think an open mind is for both parties is critical. And then just to be prepared with if you have a specific question, to ask that right away, and then we'll get into kind of like the general history and all that kind of stuff.
It can be embarrassing to talk about some things, mm-hmm. but sometimes our embarrassment can be an impediment to our health too, can't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think a big reason why I went into family medicine was a specific patient encounter I had in medical school where a young father was embarrassed to fill out a depression questionnaire, thinking that if he answered these honestly, then the state would take away his kids. And being able to ask those questions, him to pause, ask me if, you know, can I trust you, and then go through honestly, I was able to get him the help he needed and then clarify that, you know, mental health is as important as a broken bone. It's as real as a broken bone, and we're here to help you. So those experiences, I think, are critical, and setting off on the right foot with a trusting relationship with your doc is important. And like Lauren said, if you don't jive with your doctor, if it's me, great, but if it's someone else, even better. That's the real idea of, I think, team-based medicine. At Richland Hospital, we have 8 great family docs taking patients and seeing patients, so hopefully one of us can find your needs.
It almost broke your heart to hear him say that, didn't it? Going back to your example.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's shocking sometimes to hear that, because if you weren't listening, or at the time I was a medical student, so I had more time. I think you just got to listen and figure out why the patient came there, and sometimes it's not as obvious.
It's been a difficult time with the pandemic, where we had to stay away from the health institution. A lot of us, I think, maybe all of us, had to put some things on the back burner, Brian, and not deal with. It seems like we're in a mode of recovery. Would you agree with that now, as we try to regain our health and our whole viewpoint and perspective on our health?
Yeah, totally. When you're scared to go to the doctor because you're scared of getting COVID or something bad happening to you, it's hard to return to what maybe might be in your best interest. And so I just encourage folks to seek out their doctors or their healthcare and resume their kind of normal health maintenance stuff, because my whole goal is to keep you out of the hospital. I'd rather never see you in the hospital and get you at home doing the things you love to do for the rest of your life. And how you want to spend that time is how I want our relationship to develop, whatever your goals are. Quality of life is what's most important to me.
So the two words then would be proactive for the patient, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. That's, I think, preventative care is, I think, the backbone of family medicine, goes along with public health and all of those things.
I have to wonder, Lauren, today, if I was in your shoes, mm-hmm. if one of the challenges would be all the information that's out there today, some of it accurate and some of it not, but we consume it, we hear it, and we come to you with just a boatload of questions and sometimes, I think, misconceptions, don't mm-hmm. we?
Yeah, and that's what we're here for. I mean, there's so much out there, and it's hard to know what to believe, what to trust. I mean, we went through that even with the pandemic on our side of things, knowing how to treat COVID in the ICU and kind of figuring out some of that stuff. So that's why we're here. And I encourage people to seek out their doctors to help them decipher some of that, because it is hard. And you have better things to do with your time. Like, there's a reason we went through this training. So help us kind of work through some of that with you. And I think an important thing as a physician too is we don't know everything. There's so much more to know just about science in general, but especially about health. And so, like, having that humility to say, you know what, maybe we don't know that now, but there's people working on figuring that out. And so recognizing when you don't know everything, I think, is pretty important too.
I think in the years that I've been on the air doing these interviews, Lauren, the thing that has changed is that the relationship where, you know, we're on equal ground, so to speak, if I can put it that way, where what I tell you is as important as what you tell me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we, I think that's come of our training. That's been a big thing of, you know, it's not this paternalistic almost relationship as it might have been in the past. And for some patients, that's hard. I mean, they've gone their whole lives just kind of, well, tell me what to do, doc. Like, what do you think? Tell me what to do. And we've kind of trained in a different era where we really want to know your opinion, what you would like as well. But I think it's important to note that about yourself. You know, maybe that's something that you'd benefit from more, is just having someone that is a little more holding your hand throughout the process, and just having that discussion with your physician too. But yeah, it's a little bit different. And I think there's so much information out there too, and patients are so great about taking ownership over their health that they've done a lot of research and they come into the office with that, which I think is helpful. I think we end up better for it.
Speaking of the pandemic, Dr. Nguyen, what a time of education that was for us, but it incredibly was a time of learning for you too, wasn't it?
Right, absolutely. I think, you know, knowing that medicine is a lifelong learning process never was truer than during the pandemic, where pretty much every day we're inundated with new information. We have, you know, certain societies telling us one thing and the next day something else. And so even for us is just as confusing sometimes. So I definitely, from that at that point, understand the patient perspective of just being, you know, slapped in the face with new information all the time and not sure what to trust. But as part of our education and applying it, is learning what sources to trust and how to kind of tease through that information and learning what is accurate and what's true. Sorry, let me silence that. And so
hopefully that was someone making an appointment.
Hopefully. So I definitely have that notification on. But yeah, and so is just as important for us to know what to trust as to what the patient can trust. And so we definitely are on the same ground in that perspective.
I didn't think about that, but you have to wade through the same kinds of things that we have to wade through, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, in order to pass that information on to you, we have to tease through it ourselves and learning, you know, based on a team-based model, you know, what my colleague learned today is what I didn't know about. And we're constantly teaching each other and in trying to kind of as a community come together with consensus so that we can give that information to our patients in the most accurate and helpful way possible.
We'll take a final break on the morning show today and return to our conversation on the morning show from WRCO-FM. Thanks for joining us for the morning show today on WRCO Radio. And all of our guests would enjoy the opportunity to be able to serve you if you need an appointment at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. 647-6161 is the number. And if you don't remember by name, you can certainly ask some questions. But if you remember Lauren and Misa and Brian, you'll be headed in the right direction. I want to ask in the time we have remaining just a question looking ahead to the future. Brian, to think about your career, are there some goals and objectives that you hope your career will be able to provide you personally and provide the community in which you are a part?
Yeah, I think ultimately I just want fulfillment in my work, and what brings me that is a close relationship with the community. And so I really just want a panel of patients that trust me, gives me a shot, and I'm here to really fight for you. So I think that relationship goes back and forth, and being able to have that with this community, getting involved with the local high school, maybe some sports teams, really just diving in. Ultimately, that's my goal, is just to find happiness in this community.
That dovetails in exactly what I wanted to ask you about, your desire to be involved with schools and watch sports and encourage young people. The activity level that we as in a community have is important to you, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think growing up playing sports, if you're in an organized sports team, you kind of realize the importance of staying physically active, and oftentimes you lose that after high school. And I think for a lot of these adults, maybe they never had a sports team to kind of model what is optimal exercise, the benefits, not just for your heart and lungs and longevity, but just your mental health as well. And so if somehow I could impact and teach in a way to show what is how that exercise can be fun, that would be an awesome goal for me in the future.
But then just encouraging those young people who are a part of a team, part of making a difference together is certainly valuable too, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think being involved for me, I'm not doing obstetrics, but being involved somehow in the local sports teams would be a great way to have an impact on young people here that are going to shape our future. So that's super important to me. I think teaching those leadership skills and having role models as a young person is super important.
But I'd also hope that it'd be a good way for you to connect with some of those young people if they do show up in the office.
Absolutely. Bring in any sports questions you have. I'd love to talk sports and would love to take care of you.
So batting averages and blood pressure go together?
Sure.
Dr. Lauren Thomas, how about you? What would you like to be able to most accomplish as you think about your career goals and objectives?
Yeah, I think ultimate, the dream is to deliver a baby and then one day deliver her baby. I think that is long term, but that's kind of the thought I have. I really want to grow roots and just be somewhere where, I can raise my kids and just get involved both in the clinic and outside. I think sometimes in areas that are more rural, there's a lot of things you can work on and focus on. And so things that I would love to get involved with are some of those things that I learned in public health in undergrad. So thinking about healthy eating and how do we get more healthy foods in the area and how can we do that in a cost-effective manner? Things like that would be also big dream goals. And I think in the short term, just really getting to know my patients and getting to learn the different community members and just learn more about Richland Center. We've gotten out and gotten to do a few different activities in town, and doing more of that, I think, helps me be a better doctor for this area.
Just thinking about what you said, to be able to deliver a baby and then deliver her baby someday, mm-hmm. that is the true definition of the circle of life that you get to be a part of, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's such a privilege. I think it provides such a richness to the care you can provide. And selfishly, it's really fulfilling. It's so great that I get to do that for my job.
Is it the balance to the scale of sleep deprivation for an obstetrician and family medicine?
Yeah, it's a darn good thing they're cute, because my goodness, it can be some long nights, but it's worth it. It's so worth it.
Dr. Misa Nguyen, what are you looking forward to most in your career and your goals and objectives?
I think they already said a lot of what I wanted to say. So just to echo is, for me as an aspiring obstetrician who wants to be able to take care of the whole family, like Lauren said, I want to be able to deliver like a patient's child and then her child. But the other part is just being the part of the community where my patients just like, hey, do you need a doctor? That's my doctor is pretty good. And so I want to be the doctor that my patients can trust and can come to for anything. Nothing is too small or too insignificant when it comes to our relationship. And it really does inform my opinions and my decision in the medical decision-making process. And so I want to help them. So it's usually like, help me, help you kind of thing. And that's, for me, I don't have any lofty goals. I just want to be my patient's doctor for their entire life. And I want them to be able to trust me for the whole process. And
a long, healthy life.
Absolutely. As long as my great-grandparents.
We talk about, having obstetrics. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering about that person who's listening, thinking, okay, maybe they want younger people.
Yeah.
But both of you are equally committed to the great-grandmother of the person who's experiencing pregnancy, aren't you?
Right. No. So our entire training is, cradle to grave. Like, I want to treat every single person out there. I love internal medicine too. So your chronic diseases, there's nothing that would turn me away. We usually just talk about the miracle of life. And so that's the exciting part, right? But that doesn't mean that we don't focus on or think is it important to treat the other issues too, mental health, physical health, all of that, and preventative health. So anything, I'm very open. I just want my patient to be able to trust me. If they think that I can do a good job or that I meet their needs, it could be anything.
Well, you guys then take, I shouldn't say guys, well, you doctors, I'll give you a little more respect, be involved in things like urgent care and otherwise, taking your turns there.
Yes, I think there's that opportunity to do urgent care, maybe a few shifts in the emergency room. I'm definitely, throughout my training, realize that I like everything. So I hope I don't have to see you in the hospital. But if I do, we never hope to see each other again. So only in the clinic, but I want to be involved in every single part of whatever the hospital offers.
You have no idea what every day is going to provide, do you?
Absolutely not. Different. And that's the exciting part.
Well, good. May you have lots of exciting days, each one of you. And again, with all sincerity, thank you for choosing our community to serve and keep us well and healthy. And may we keep you busy for all the right reasons.
Yes.
So it's good to have you here today. So if you'd like to make an appointment, all three of our doctors this morning are taking new patients, Dr. Lauren Thomas, Dr. Brian Kroll, and Dr. Misa Nguyen. 647-6161 is the number of the Richland Hospital's clinics. And certainly you can call now or whenever that time comes. Hope you've enjoyed the program. We'll be back with more on Monday.